So putting your savings in a bank or building society is one place for your money. But there are other alternatives, aren't there? Like peer-to-peer lending. Dom, just briefly explain what that is, peer-to-peer lending.
Online vehicles where essentially you can lend money to other borrowers who want money, who need money. So it kind of, I think, probably sits halfway between a savings product and an investment product. Instead of saving in a bank, basically what you're doing is you are providing a source of funding for somebody that perhaps needs money for personal reasons, or sometimes a business that needs money as well. Its return is higher than a standard savings account, but I don't think you can label it as a standard savings account because there isn't that protection that exists when you put cash in a bank account. Main companies are Zopa, RateSetter and Funding Circle, are three of the big ones you might have heard.
Let's take this back to basics, though. What's very important to say is actually when you save in a bank account, that is peer-to-bank lending. You give the bank your money, it can then take your money and it tends to lend it out at other people. Now, it lends it out on credit cards at 18% and it gives us, you know, 2% if we're lucky when we lend to it. It's a very good business being a banker generally on those margins. Obviously, they do have other costs when it comes into it. What peer-to-peer lending does is simply cuts out the middleman, but you get this added risk. Will the person repay you? And what these websites do is come up with lots of convoluted ways that effectively spread that risk, mitigate that risk.
Because they're not covered by the FSA, are they?
Well, they're going to be regulated. But what's more important is the Financial Services Compensation Scheme. If you put the money in a bank, you're protected up to £85,000 per person per financial institution if the bank goes bust. But here, You're on a marketplace. Think of it, it's a bit like an eBay for lending. Mm. You will have money, somebody wants to borrow it, you come up with a rate that meets in the middle. These companies then make sure that the collection is done for you and they weed out the borrower for you, so you've got people with a pretty decent credit score.
Is that Giles Andrews, Chief Executive and Co-Founder of peer-to-peer lender Zopa, which Dominic mentioned just now, is that an analogy you would accept?
I think Martin's described it very well, and as he says, we exist, if you like, to perform within the bank spread. I think a sort of eBay for money analogy makes it sound a bit like you're lending all your money to one person, and in our case, we make sure that you lend to lots and lots of different people, typically between 50 and 500 people, and therefore, if you do suffer a loss from one, it's unlikely to make a very big impact on your returns. And obviously our job is to make sure that we lend to as creditworthy people as possible so that your losses are minimised.
And tell us about these higher rates for savers, because that's the thing we're focusing on today, saving. You offer higher rates for savings, for savers, I should say. How so? How can you offer that?
Well, if you look at the returns our savers have enjoyed over the last 12 months after our fees and after actual credit losses. So
are they really savers? People who have savings, the returns people who have savings get if they put money with you. I mean, it's questionable whether this is saving or investing. I think we need to be careful on terminology because savings implies a safety that isn't here. Well, I'm a big fan of peer-to-peer lending. I do it myself, I should declare that. But I'm aware of the risks and I think I worry about the language.
Well, to be very specific about the language, the people who use Zopa are savers. I think there's a moot point as to what the definition of their activity on Zopa is. But as a class of people, they are unquestionably savers. They are not from the investor class. And we know that because we talk to them. So the competitive product in their portfolio is typically a bank savings product.
And presumably, Martin, that in the way of normal lending, that there's a business side to this as well, if you see what I mean. That there are private savers and borrowers and there are business borrowers.
Well, there are three different websites to look at. Each of them spreads the risk in a slightly different way. You have Zopa that we're talking to, sort of the original one. And what Zopa does is it mitigates risk by your lending to lots of different people. They're all a member of a trade association that gives them good safety rules, and I suspect that when it becomes regulated, as it will be, they'll just codify those trade association rules, such as if the company went bust, they have collection agencies in place so that they will be able to collect your money. That's one of the big worries. So Zopa does it by spreading risk. You've got RateSetter. What it does is it has this thing called a fund. So with Zopa, your problem is if some you if you go in to get 6%, the bad debts might mean your actual return is 5%. I mean, of course, there's a risk your actual return is you lose money, but that generally doesn't happen. Past performance is no predictor of future. With RateSetter, what they do is they offer a lower rate, but they have a slush fund that says you will get what we promise unless something goes catastrophically wrong. And then you've got Funding Circle that lends to businesses, gives higher rates, and you tend to lend more amounts. And those are the three in the pot. They've all got their strengths and weaknesses.
And just briefly, Giles Andrews from Zopa, the chief executive and co-founder of Zopa, one of the peer-to-peer lenders. Are you happy with the level of regulation that's coming your way? Will it change what you do?
Well, it's interesting. You've got to be careful what you ask for in this life, haven't you? Because we've been campaigning for 2 years now to be regulated. And as Martin said, we formed a trade association with some operating principles associated with it. And in a perfect world, as Martin says, they will codify those principles. I suspect that won't be the case. Okay. So I think we've got a big job to do in the coming year. To make sure that the regulation is suitable for us and appropriate and proportionate, to use the horrible jargon, and sort of, you know, helps the business in some way rather than necessarily hinders it.
Thank you, Giles. Giles Andrews, Chief Executive of Zopa.